The Sean Klitzner Show. Psychic Edition.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sean. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sean Klitzner Show. Special Psychic Edition tonight. My name tonight, for the sake of the program, is not Sean Klitzner. Of course, my name tonight, as you know me very well here in the Orlando community, is Shaman Sean. Now, we have a great program ahead for us tonight. I already know this, so I already want to thank you for all the calls that are coming in throughout this evening. I know who you are. I knew you would call. And tonight, we're going to unveil my abilities once again. Before we get started, all clairvoyance, all mediums, all people claiming to have any sort of psychic powers are scam artists. They are fake. If someone says, "I am a psychic," then they are lying to you. That said, my name is Shaman Sean. I am a psychic, a medium, a spiritual guider. I am fluent in telepathy and telekinesis, and I have dabbled in levitation. Tonight, I will be demonstrating all of my abilities. You may have heard a ton of thunder here in Orlando. That was me making predictions today, so I apologize about that. I'm very busy during the summer for those same obvious reasons. So unfortunately, I am booked up throughout the summer. My sensei is in tonight. Ronald. Hello, Sensei Ronald.
Good evening, Shaman Sean.
How are you this evening?
I already know
you're well.
Oh, thank you. Of course you did.
People wonder how my powers work.
So impressive.
Well, it's easy how my powers work. See, most people have five senses: taste, touch, sight, sound, and smell. I have a sixth sense, which I'd like to call my non. That is right. My nonsense controls my scrotum. And it is this nonsense that allows me to properly predict the future, to see into the past, to read the timeline. Like a tickle from within, it allows me to visualize what others cannot and gives me the ability to release Z energy. That is right. The Z energy. It is the energy at the end of the alphabet, the 26th letter, the Z energy, also known as my Z men. It is a mental energy. So my Z men, that is the...
Is that Latin?
It is indeed. Okay. It is Z mental energy, but for short, it's Z men. So tonight I will be taking your calls and giving you some of my Z men, which comes straight from my scrotum. So give me a call, 844- 220-0965, and I will fill you with my Z-men tonight from my scrotum. Welcome to the program. Like I said, I am Shaman Sean. I am your host. Thank you for joining me tonight. We are live and local in Orlando, Florida, every weeknight, 10 o'clock p.m., but tonight we display something a bit more special. If you would like answers, a reading, I know you do, please give me a call, 844-220-0965. We have a chat room as well where I can communicate with you and share with you things from the other side. YouTube.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You can join us on Facebook, on the News 96.5 Facebook page. You can leave me an open mic on the News 96.5 app. I see a lot of callers already, and already the energy, the Z-Men, is... It feels like it is just going to explode out of me. I'm going to have Z-Men everywhere coming from my scrotum as I tap in using my sixth sense, my nonsense. Before we take any of your calls, I would like to demonstrate my gifts for those non-believers. I wanted to read off some headlines from the news today and share my insight. Here's one. A man in Osceola County was found guilty for armed robbery. Hold on, something's coming to me about his future. Yep, there it is. I hope he likes jail time because he'll be serving time behind bars. Thank you. I saw that. This weekend, it will be in the 90s. If you want to go and enjoy sun without getting burned, then I highly suggest that you wear sunscreen. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was my prediction. Thank you. And finally, there's an average of 14.5% of unemployment here in Orlando. My prediction is about one out of every seven people are without a job. That is my prediction. Thank you. Let's shoot over to the calls right now, 844-220-0965. I have a sense that we have somebody who is not fully awake, possibly has not had their coffee, someone who has fallen asleep on our show before. I believe we have Sleepy John on the line. Let's take line and see if this is Sleepy John. Is this Sleepy John?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Sleepy John, before we get into your reading tonight, I am predicting a few things about you. One is that you are working food deliveries tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. I am on fire tonight.
Yeah.
I am sensing some sort of Indian food. Do you have Indian food around you, in you? Some sort of curry? Do you have curry with you? Like a curry Indian dish? Or are you on Curry Road? Curry Ford Road, maybe?
Yes, I'm on Curry Ford Road.
You are. That was it. That's Indian prediction. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sleepy John, welcome to the show.
You have GPS powers, too. GPA locator powers.
Yes, that is part of my telepathy / telekinesis.
Wow.
Now, Sleepy John, first of all, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. Is there somebody specific you are looking to speak with or information you are looking to gather? I have a ton right here in front of me all about you.
All about me. Uh-oh. That's scary.
You know, a lot of people, Sleepy John, have skeletons in their closet. Sleepy John, you have an entire funeral home in your closet, and I don't want to invade your privacy, but I would be more than happy to discuss these skeletons.
Yes, you'd probably be close to it. She was a very good woman. She was a very good friend. And now I'm back with my roommate, who's his mother.
That is correct. That is correct. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, Sleepy John, what else can you tell me about yourself here?
Well, I'm a divorced man now.
That is correct, Sleepy John. That is correct. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
I do drive a tow truck for a living. That's full time.
And I can presume that you tow cars?
Yes, I do tow cars.
Thank you so much.
You're on fire, Shaman Sean.
The energy is palpable tonight.
Yeah.
Sensei Ronald. Sleepy John, what other things would you like to know about?
I'd like to predict my future of my roommate. I'd like to send him a shout out.
Sure thing. And your roommate's name. Okay. Your roommate's name. I will predict your roommate's name. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me start off by saying this, Sleepy John. I'd like to ask if you would be willing to accept my Z-Men, that is the Z-Mental, if you would accept my Z-Men from my scrotum as I prepare to splatter that energy all over you. I will splatter my Z-Men on you. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be willing just for, we have lawyers involved here at the Shaman Sean Show. Would you be willing to just repeat that back for me, that you are okay with my Z-Men coming onto you from my scrotum? Go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead.
You will have to repeat after me. I am okay with your semen splattering on me from your scrotum. Go ahead.
I am okay with your semen to splatter on me. What was the last one?
From my scrotum.
From my scrotum.
From my scrotum, not your scrotum, from my scrotum. So you'll have to say one more time, just for legal purposes, I am okay with your semen coming on me from your scrotum.
I am okay with your semen coming from your scrotum.
Okay, we will accept that.
The lawyers agree to it. Shaman Chan.
Okay. Now, your roommate, I'm sensing... some sort of estrogen with your roommate, male or female roommate?
It's a male. It's a male.
And is he with a woman at all?
No, he's not with any woman as of right now.
I'm not. I'm just saying in general. Does he prefer women?
Yes, he prefers women.
Yes, that is where the estrogen is coming from. Thank you.
Impressive.
Now, your roommate's name. He has a name, of course. He goes by a nickname sometimes. Correct. And that nickname is?
There is no nickname.
None that you know of, Sleepy John, but he does. And unfortunately, I cannot share that with you. I would like to contain his privacy. Sleepy John, his name, the amount of letters in his name, you know, the amount of letters in anybody's name is very important. For example, you and I share a bond between four. Now, the amount of letters in his name is, go ahead.
Four.
It is four as well, because as I knew, he shares that same bond between us.
Wow.
Correct?
Right.
Right. And the vowel in his name is very similar to the vowel in one of our names. Go ahead, reveal his vowel, the vowel in his name.
I.
Correct. Because together, the three of us, I have an A, an E, he is an I, you have an O. We are missing the U. We are missing the U. And the U isn't necessarily a vowel in this case. The U is us, you, together. It is you like a Y-O-U. So that completes the cycle with the I in his name. And Sleepy John, I would like for you to... share with me what digit the I falls under. What in what form? The first, second, third, or fourth letter? I will predict to you that it will be the second or third letter.
It would be the third letter.
Yes, correct. Thank you.
From the second letter.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time, Sleepy John.
It'll be the third letter from. Second letter.
Okay. All right. Sleepy John, that does not make sense. And you have completely messed with my scrotum. You have turned it. This happens a lot where, you know, when my scrotum, when it is red, it is hot fire red. And unfortunately, you have turned it blue.
Sorry.
I will ask for you to reveal your roommate's name for me now.
His name is Rick.
That is correct. That is correct. R-I-C-K. Thank you very much, Sleepy John. You wanted to know how your roommate Rick will do, and he will do just fine. I hope you have a great night. 844-220-0965.
I am impressed by the way you channeled your energy through him.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen often that way, but tonight the energy is palpable. If you would like to be read, if you would like to speak with somebody alive or... past, please feel free to give us a call, 844-220-0965. When we return, I also will be predicting things about the presidency, as well as hurricane season, which is coming up. These are things that are important to our community that you need to hear.
The Sean Clisner Show. Second edition.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the psychic edition of the Sean Clisner Show. I am your host, Sean Clisner. And Tonight, I will be continuing to unveil my powers to you, demonstrating my abilities. I urge you, and you know who you are, to give me a call, 844-220-0965. I have a lot of energy here from people, and I would like to predict what is happening in their lives as well as what their future will look like. I have a little bit of the past as well, and I have names, specifically Clara. We have Tony, Paul, Deborah, Jeanette. We have a lot of people here who are channeling energy to me. And if you did not hear your name, I would like for you to give me a call because there are certain names I cannot say. Jose, for example. 844-220-0965. Let's turn it over to some open mics right now.
So I've been feeling this energy in my scrotum for some time now, and it's just rock solid pointed towards Shaman Sean, and it reminded me that my dad passed on to me two magic balls, and I really think maybe a personal reading, maybe Shaman Sean could come by and give me a personal reading of my two magic balls.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that. I cannot come by and give you a personal reading, but I do appreciate...
You don't do house visits, right?
No, not at all. I do appreciate the open mic, though, and I will channel a lot of energy right now to do a reading through our technology here. And I know that you have a few sporting equipment balls that are with you, and I will attempt to splatter any sort of my mental abilities, my Z-Men, over to you from my scrotum. So let's take 10 seconds. Home.
Oh my God, you're levitating. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
No, that was impressive.
Thank you.
I hope most of the people are watching you on the Facebook feed.
Yes.
And the
yes,
YouTube.
Yes, you
feed.
Can join us, youtube.com/Sean. We did get another open mic that just came in. It looks like it is possibly from the same gentleman.
Update, Sean. There's currently Z-Men all over these magic balls.
There we go.
Really going to need you here shortly, I think.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
It did work. It did work indeed.
So impressive.
844-220-0965. Now, a lot of questions out there, things that keep us worried at night. Things like, will this virus come back? Are we doing the right thing by reopening in phases? You may ask yourselves, who will win the presidency? Joe Biden? Donald Trump? What does hurricane season look like? I have predictions for all plus more. Let's start with the hurricane season and what that looks like right now. I have predicted a above modest hurricane season. We will have winds coming in from the east in a circular motion here to Florida. I have a couple of predictions when it comes to names, the names of these hurricanes. I am feeling names like Dolly, Faye. You may want to write these names down. These are my naming predictions of these hurricanes. Gonzalo, Hannah, I feel a Josephine, a Kyle, a Laura, a Marco, all of these being the hurricanes that will be coming in
Wow.
at some point. And as they approach us more and more, we will be able to predict whether they will hit us here in Florida. And you want to stay tuned to the Shaman Sean show on Friday nights because I absolutely will be guiding these hurricanes.
Yeah, but Shaman Sean, you don't want to worry people about that for now. We're dealing with this virus.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I would like to get back to what is currently on your mind, which is this virus and whether it will come back. Well, I can accurately predict this virus saying that it will not go anywhere. Although the virus will eventually go away and stop spreading, it will still be among us. You know, when a virus attacks, it leaves antibodies. And therefore, when we talk about the virus coming back, the virus never went anywhere. This will change how we go about our lives in the future. We will constantly need to be a little more cautious moving forward, as just because you have antibodies doesn't mean you cannot get sick again. So, should we live our lives in fear? Absolutely not. We should live our lives to the fullest, with the most amount of energy we can. However, the cautious nature in which we need to go about life needs to remain constant. Now, I'm not saying you need to wear gloves and a mask for the rest of your lives. However, as we work to eliminate this threat, absolutely do we need to wear the proper equipment, the equip-eye, as we call it in the psychic world.
Whoa.
844-220-0965. I urge you to give me a call and allow me to read you 844-220-0965. We talk about the presidency, Biden, Trump. This is something that I have predicted in the past. It is something that politics as a whole is something that I'm very fluent in. People always want to know about the current state of politics. Well, I had a prediction 4 years ago that we will share with you, as well as what will happen to our future. 844-220-0965. Give me a call. Allow me to be inside of you. I urge you, as tonight we are doing a very special reading of our guests listening to the show, 844-220-0965.
The Sean Klitzner Show. Second edition.
Hello. Welcome back to the psychic edition of the Sean Klitzner Show. My name is Shaman Sean, and tonight I am more than just somebody on the radio. Tonight, I am your friend. I am a medium, a psychic, a spiritual guider. I am fluent in telepathy and telekinesis, and I have dabbled in levitation. And I will be demonstrating those abilities live for you tonight, as we already have. And I would like to continue to do so. I urge you to give me a call, 844-220-0965. We have successfully performed a reading with somebody through open mic as well. And here is an update to that open micer, as we have delivered a ton of energy his way. So let's take a listen.
Shaman Sean, my whole room is covered in Zeman, and I'm not really sure what to do right now, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I could drop you my personal number or something, dude, because I'm starting to freak out, and my mom's about to get home, and yeah, so.
There we have it.
Yeah.
Wow. Another successful prediction.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
So impressive.
Congratulate that man. 844-220-0965. If you are listening right now wondering, how do I live a better life? What decisions do I have to make in the next few days to alter my life forever? Tonight, I will be using my abilities to help you navigate through your own life, using a narrative to help live a better life. 844-220-0965. Now, we spoke briefly about politics and the presidency. Unfortunately, as I was looking for a prediction I had, I could not find it. Sensei Ronald, were you able to find a prediction?
I did find a prediction.
You did. Let's go ahead and play that prediction. This was from 4 years ago.
Yep.
November 8th, 2016, and we just found out our future president of the United States of America is going to be President Donald Trump, who just defeated Hillary Clinton. And a lot of energy in this vote tonight. And as you know, I am a spiritual guidist, a psychic, and I did predict this. But I have another prediction for you, and that is what is going to happen next election. Already, we don't even know how President Trump will do. However, the next election, he is going to face a challenge in the form of a former person who has already been in office. That is my prediction. It's a strong energy of Joe Biden. It will be a Trump versus Biden in 2020.
There you have it. Now, that was...
Oh, my God.
That was 4 years ago I made this prediction, and it has come true. I am somebody who is rarely mistaken, and when I am, there is a logical explanation behind it. If you would like to know how you can navigate through your current situation, I am here for you. I am here to help guide you through my medium and psychic abilities as a clairvoyant. 844-220-0965. Now, we talk about living a better life, a more rich lifestyle. I need you to remember a few things as you navigate your narrative. Remember that work is not the only facet to your life. We currently have a few callers on hold. I'm not feeling personal energy to many of them, but there is one specific on the line who is Carla. And I'd like to say, Carla, in these demanding times, it is easy to focus more on the workplace. Finding time to play is just as important. Making special time to enjoy things like your interests, hobbies, your family, your little daughter, Carla, not only makes life happier and enjoyable, but it helps us be more productive on the job as well. Thank you. Thank you to Carla for giving us a call. And I'm sensing there is somebody at home right now who needs this next piece. If you're sitting, at home, you had contemplated going out tonight, but you chose to stay in, and now here you are. Realize that you are just as important as other people. And saying no when your obligations and responsibilities are too much is okay. And that's what you did tonight. You can only spread yourself so thin before you're no good for yourself or anyone else. So the fact that you made the choice to stay in tonight really speaks volumes to your character and your future. And I want to let you know that that was the right move, the right decision. I have another sense of energy coming in through 844-220-0965. If you've been thinking about calling, now is the time to do so. 844-220-0965. This is advice for a listener right now in the car who is choosing to be safe over giving us a call. I thank you for that. And that is the right move. I encourage everybody to at least pull over if you'd like to make a phone call, especially to our show. My advice to our driver, I'm sensing the letter T. There's something with you and the letter T. It might be your name. It might be in your name or a friend or something. Possibly a coworker. My advice is for you to just sit back and relax as you're driving. Focus on the road, as there is a ton of energy I am seeking right now through my scrotum. And here it comes. That is good. Now, to the person who is driving with the T, don't compare yourself to other people. At work, in your personal life, comparison is not something that will work for you. In the first place, no one knows what other people are going through. No one but me, of course. I understand what you are going through. But more importantly, when you attempt to create a power more bigger than yourself and you compare yourself to other people, you always tend to see yourself on the short end. Now, I'm mentioning somebody with a T, and we do have a caller right now who, it may be the caller that I was referencing, we have not just one tee, but a pair of tees here. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller, Scott. Scott, is that Scott with two tees?
Yes. Sean, this is Scott. I felt a need to call you. You were calling to me.
Yes. Well,
and
Scott.
And I have two tees in my name.
Scott, I must tell you that you are connected to another listener as well with two tees, and that's why the tee was so incredibly strong. There's another listener out there, Scott, that you have an energy connected to yourself. And specifically for you, Scott, with two T's, I must tell you that you must stop comparing yourself to other people. You must stop that. In your personal life, when something happens to someone, you must stop comparing it to your own life. Making comparisons is never good or helpful for you. Now,
that,
I will...
That is definitely wise. I really feel a connection with that statement, truly and honestly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Scott, don't go anywhere. There's more. A lot of Z-Men energy that is flowing right now. I can tell you, Scott, that Scott comes from a larger word, Scott being short for Scottish. Scottish. Thank you. Thank you so much. Scott,
God,
don't cry.
He's even crying.
Don't weep, Scott. Please, please grab a tissue, wow. Grab a breath, grab a drink of water.
So impressive.
And I ask that you ask that you maintain your emotions, Scott. Now, Scott, there is a connection that I have with another listener here, Scott, with two T's. Scott, do you know of anybody named Patty? Patty with two T's, Patty.
I do. I actually know a few. It happens to be my mother's name as well as a coworker. Yes.
Well,
it's, oh my God.
Both what I was saying, the comparison of life and personal. Now, Scott, I will say when you called originally, I don't know if you necessarily were on board with everything happening tonight with my predictions. But as more energy comes in, I think you're starting to slowly become a believer. Your mother, Patty, beautiful woman, as well as your coworker, Patty, both beautiful women. Your coworker reminds you of your mom because she shares the same name. So sometimes when you see or hear Patty, it reminds you of your mother named Patty. Is that accurate?
That is true.
Thank you. Scott, additionally, would you mind if I read a little deeper on you right now? Because there's a strong energy that is very personal that I would not like to share on the radio if you don't feel comfortable with it.
I'm calling because I feel a connection and I feel comfortable. Yes, please proceed.
Scott, before we can proceed, I do need, for our legal purposes, I need you to repeat after me. I need you to say, Shaman Sean, it is okay that your Z-Men comes on me from your scrotum. Go ahead. Don't cry, Scott.
Shaman Sean, it is okay for your predictions to be made. Yes.
I need you to say your Z-Men from your scrotum.
The lawyers don't.
Specifically, your
Z-Men. They say they find the answer vague and unconvincing.
Go ahead. Just say Z-Men from your scrotum.
Z-Men from your scrotum.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, they
I had a feeling. It's okay. I knew he would do it. Don't worry. To our lawyers, I knew he would do it. I already knew that.
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes.
Scott, I have to say that you have a little thing you like to do when you are alone. Nobody is around. It is just you. Seemingly, it is just you. Well, I have the energy here letting me know what it is that you do. Sometimes, if you don't mind, you have already agreed. Sometimes you do like to dress down and into very little clothing, if any clothing at all. And you like to do this move where you crawl around in your room looking for a mirror so that you can look at yourself from all different angles.
Shaman Sean, is this helping me?
Well, I need you to confirm or deny that statement, because it does lead to bigger things.
That specific detail I would happen to deny, but...
I don't blame you for denying that on the radio.
The mere vanity, yes, there is a connection there. I appreciate that, yes. There is a connection with the mirror. Oh my God.
And go ahead, wink, wink. That is okay. We know that sometimes the truth is very embarrassing, but by you admitting to the mirror aspect, we both know what is going on here. So I will speak in code like you speak in code, because I know this can be embarrassing. So I will say, when you are dogging it around your room, when you are dogging it,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep my composure.
Scott, it is incredibly hurtful when... You break the seriousness of what I'm trying to share.
I'm focused. I took a deep breath. I'm focused now. Yes. Yes.
Scott, when you are dogging it around your room,
I'm sorry, Shaman Sean. I'm crying.
You okay? Everybody on the phone line is crying, and that is okay. Emotion is a beautiful thing for us all to have. Let me try this again.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Are you going to cry, Shaman Sean?
Focus.
You're levitating again. You got to get closer to the mic, please.
Scott, when you are dogging it around your room, and you are flopping every which way but Sunday, and you approach that mirror, I need you to do me a favor, and I need you to turn away from the mirror as you are dogging it. And I need you to look back at yourself and see yourself from that angle. And as you're looking into what I will call the whole of your soul, you must look back and say, all parts of me are beautiful, yet I don't need to see it from every which angle. And you need to stop that behavior, Scott, because like you asked, how is this helping me? It is not. It is incredibly hurtful to not only you, but to the video camera you are using, because at some point, somebody will find that footage of you dogging it.
The Sean Clisner Show. Psychic Edition.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Sean Clisner Show, Psychic Edition. My name is Shaman Sean, and tonight we have made some incredible discoveries about you, our audience here, as I've revealed my abilities to you, and I've used them.
It's been an intense edition of the Psychic Show tonight.
It's been very intense. We've learned a lot of personal things.
You've levitated twice.
Thank you. As a psychic, a medium, a spiritual guider, I would like to remind you that I am fluent in telepathy and telekinesis, and I have dabbled in levitation, which I have shared all of these abilities tonight. Now, tonight, it has been all about the letter T, and we had Scott call us, and we shared some very personal things about Scott. Scott, we have learned he dogs around a lot in very little clothing, but I mentioned to Scott with two T's that he has a connection to a patty with two T's, a patty. And he said a coworker named Patty. His mother's name is Patty. But we also have a caller on the line right now. And I'm going to go ahead and ask for this caller's name from Deltona. Hello, caller.
Hello.
What is your name, caller?
Patty.
There you have it, Patty. Oh my God. Now, Patty, you have been listening to the program. What is your takeaway so far? And what gives me the pleasure of listening to your voice right now?
Oh, I don't know if I have any pleasure. I mean, I just like shamans, and I like listening to you people talk and what you come up with.
I appreciate you giving us a call tonight. Did you give us a call because of the T connection? Because I felt that, and I felt you out there.
No, not at all. I didn't even know.
Ah, look at that. Didn't even know that I was requesting for you, Patsy, to give me a call. And here you are calling me. I'd been requesting you call. How odd is that?
That's very odd, because when I heard you say that, Patsy, and I'm saying, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, Patsy, I appreciate you giving me a call tonight. Now, there is a number that is coming to me, Patsy. It is the number 3. Can you help me with this number? What is that number 3? It is very strong when it comes to you, Patsy.
Number 3, to me, that the only 3 I know in my life was my nephew.
And your nephew is 3 years old?
No, he was born on November 3rd.
Ah. Now, how old is your nephew right now?
He was 51.
Ah. Now, when he was 3 years old, there was a connection he must have made. There was something with that 3 deeper. And you, I am predicting you are older than your nephew?
Very much.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, your nephew, when he was 3 years old, do you recall something happening with him at 3? Something that may have been a slightly life-changing with your nephew?
Yes.
What was he, that?
He was taken back to California.
That is right. I feel that distance. That distance was everything, and that must have been very hard for you. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
When he was moving back to California, the reasons why he was moving seemed to be important at the time. But, of course, as everyone gets older, we realize how important it is to have relationships and connections. Although life may bring us other places, the connections we have are even stronger, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, back, of course, when your nephew was 3. He didn't have the communication like we had today, correct? We didn't have the cell phones or the Zooms or anything that is helping us get through this pandemic. So it makes it even more difficult to communicate. Now, Patsy?
Mm-hmm.
Patsy, hello, Patsy?
Yes, I'm here.
Patsy, hello?
Patsy? Yeah, I'm here.
Are you here? Are you here, Patsy?
I'm here. Hello?
Hello, Patsy?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on. Something's wrong.
Hello, Patsy? Patsy, are you there? Hello, Patsy? Patsy? Hello, Patsy? Patsy?
Hello?
Patsy? Patsy?
Yes. Hello? Patsy?
Hello? Are you there, Patsy?
Oh, wrong.
Oh, hello, Patsy. Patsy.
Now, how old is your nephew right now?
Patsy, we hear the
hello.
Traveling through time.
The energy of possible time travel. We hear the radio in the background, or we hear just our voices. We hear a connection from us. Hello, Patsy.
Yeah, hi.
Patsy, hello.
Hi, I'm saying hi.
Hi, Patsy. Patsy, hello.
Hello.
Patsy.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm here.
Well, thank you, everybody, for giving us a call. And thank you for joining us for the Shaman Sean Klitzner Show. Hello, Patsy.
The Sean Klitzner Show. Second Edition. Ooh.